we're back here on In Focus. Brandon Peoples joined by Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Mike Dodson here as we continue on. City Commission meeting tonight, 7 o'clock, City Hall. So you can check in on that.
And if you can't get there, Cox Cable Channel 3 or cityofmhk.com/TV. I just had to jump and say that, sorry.
All right. Yeah, no problem. Next week, though, you do have a work session coming up. And as I understand, pretty interesting topic here with Warner Park.
It is. It's a review for the commission to take a look at the Warner Park Master Plan. The Parks and Recreation Department's been working on that for several months, and there's been a lot of public input regarding that particular park. We have a situation where a current commission CIP item and goals calls for expanding the disc golf course. It's currently a 9-hole course, and potentially expanding it to an 18-hole course generated a lot of concern by some of the folks who live in and around Warner Park. And so this is just a work session, so it's a discussion of and presentation of the proposed master plan. Obviously, the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board has been involved in that process and has some recommendations for the commission to consider as well. And so that'll be the primary item of discussion, and then also the Parks and Recreation generally annually reviews and makes recommendations regarding some of their participation fees and different aspects that they'd like for the commission to consider for potential invitation next year.
Well, having lived in Emporia, I can tell you there is quite an interest, a growing interest here for disc golf here, so I imagine from the city's perspective, you guys would like to maybe share in that a little bit.
Yeah, there's been a big group that's done a lot of the legwork for wanting to expand the facilities here in the community and the quality of them. And so I'm sure they've been very much involved in that process as well. And so there'll be, a lot of feedback and interested parties that want to provide some of their thoughts for the commission.
And so, again, that work session is coming up, what, Tuesday, 5:30?
5:30, next Tuesday, right.
Okay, so you can check that out. Staying with on the parks side of things here, I know last week you guys had a discussion about some of the rec centers, and I wasn't quite up to speed on how that's going to work and how that's going to move forward here, but I know both the middle schools, the plan is to have a rec center near both the middle schools.
Right, in conjunction with that, actually, it's a partnership, so we had a quality of life bond issued to continue an expiring quarter cent sales tax that the community had previously for pool and zoo improvements, and that was renewed to develop these two indoor recreation facilities in conjunction with the middle school. So they'll be co-located there and co-joint use of that facility. So the we went out and we've had a good steering team, and we've hired a design construction team already that are working on the conceptual design at this point. There's been a lot of input, looks like. So the bond issue is going to allow for about $8.5 million each on these two indoor recreation facilities. They're focusing, looks like, about four gymnasiums that are multi-use, so basketball, volleyball, can put turf down for soccer, can put nets up for batting, and just all kinds of multi-use. And so they focused on a design because obviously there's desire for the school to use some of it during the day and then community being able to use, so creating that security for the school. And they've come up with a very good design that kind of puts a commons area in the middle that provides some support services, some other programming space, some potential concessions for special events. So they've designed it so it can be locked off for the school use or opened up completely for if the school district's having a basketball or volleyball tournament during the day, and then that weekend they're going to have another. The community may have a tournament for the community, and so it's they've I think spent a lot of good time really exploring the best options. And so the current design again has this center area with two courts on either side of it, and then on the public use side, which would be open during the day. It has an elevated walkway, and so there's an elevator to this upper area as well for accessibility. And so now they'll really, as they're getting close to that final design concept, they'll really dive into some of the details about just different finishes, different uses, the curtains that can come down and divide the different spaces, and so they'll get into a lot more significant design development. Ultimately, that will get approved. They'll go into final design development next year with the idea of construction starting late next year, and then these being open kind of in conjunction with the school year in 2020 with sequencing them. I think the first one's targeted for the Eisenhower school area, and then the second one would follow that. So you'd just have those trades moving from one facility as they finish up. They would start over at Amanda Arnold. And so the other good aspect of this, with the school bond issue passing, there's expansions, obviously, to accommodate sixth grade at each of those. And so there's certainly some opportunity for some design and some other aspects to coincide with how these facilities will attach to the existing and the expanded facilities. So it's a really good opportunity, and I think some opportunities for everything to flow more efficiently, since we know everything's going to be constructed as opposed to having to point out something that might happen in the future. So
And I think another piece of this, as Ron was saying, I mean, the timing and the working with the USD 383 is great, because it accommodates their expansion as well as where we're going to place the gymnasiums. And they also done some great work on how the people get into the parking lot from the adjacent roads. So, sometimes the worry was that people won't recognize this as a city facility. So the access part is pretty much now taken care of. So you can come right off an access road, go right in the parking lot, go right into the gymnasium, and then, as Ron said, you use that side while the kids are on the other side, and then at night you can use the whole thing. So I think it's very well thought through.
Sounds great. I think I'll be looking forward to that here in the next couple of years. Want to, real quick, as we're getting a little short on time here, a few minutes left, want to chat a little bit about the reception going on tonight ahead of the city commission meeting. That's recognizing Linda Morse.
Yeah, we have the Chamber of Commerce will be having their meeting from 3:30 to 4:30, and then we'll honor outgoing Mayor Linda Morse for her great service beginning at 4:30. And we'll continue that. In effect, we've moved the discussion session that we normally have at the City Hall back by 15 minutes. So instead of starting at 5:30, we'll start at 5:45, then go into the normal meeting for the public at 7 o'clock.
Now, this is just really something nice that the Chamber of Commerce historically has done to recognize the outgoing mayor for their previous service. The mayor serves as an ex officio on the board of directors for the Chamber of Commerce. One of the things that's made this a little bit unusual is the certain aspect of the timing that we're in this process of transitioning from a spring switchover service to a November switchover service, or actually January. And so when the legislature changed that, normally all of those chamber board meetings are held on the third Tuesday of each month, which happened to coincide when those meetings changed. Well, this time it didn't. It changed on the first Tuesday, and so they're catching up a little bit.
Okay. Real quick, Thanksgiving plans. Do you guys have any plans here for the weekend?
Well, I think most of us do our planning around family, so that's really what I plan to do. And maybe just highlight for a minute, we're going to be in here tomorrow with Gina, talking about the parade on the 7th. She's always full of energy, and we'll have some great information for you on that.
If I'm not mistaken, there's Small Business Saturday. I don't know if there's a proclamation coming.
There is. Yeah, we'll have that proclamation tonight. And there's a couple of proclamations. And we want to recognize all those great folks, the businessmen and the other volunteers who have done so much to make Blue Earth Paths such a welcoming place for the city. It's really dynamic and has drawn a lot of people in, almost all of it on volunteer, to everything from advertising to erecting the structures down there and then to running it during the many weekends that we'll have an attraction there.
And then, of course, that's scheduled for Friday, so that'll happen for the festival lights, and so encourage folks to get out and take advantage of that. And it sounds like we're going to have some good weather to be thankful for, and so that's always a positive as well.
All right. Well, Mayor Mike Dodson, thanks for being here, and City Manager Ron Fear, and have a good meeting here tonight.
Thank you.
All right, that's it for In Focus here today, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow here on News Radio KMAN.
Thank you very much, everybody. If you missed any of this, you can check it out on our website, newsradiokman.com. Go down to the on-demand section and look for In Focus. Coming up tomorrow, the mayor sort of preluded there. He'll be back, along with Gina Scroggs, talking about the parade coming up. We'll also have Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram in. That's it for us today. Stay tuned for more KMAN.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMAN, Manhattan. News on the hour. Sponsored by...